So it's Christmas time, and it's me, Brian, and I'm here with Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Brian.
Another year has passed.
It's flown by this year.
Seems like the last part of this year is just accelerating.
Yeah, in all kinds of ways, yeah.
So I've added up the days, and I think it's going to be about 130 days I've been on the road this year.
I was going to say, if you were going to ask me what I'm most thankful about, it's that you're actually home till the end of this year.
Except for, there's just one more trip. Small.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
But I like traveling. Went to India twice.
Yeah,
you did. Really wasn't ever planning to, that wasn't on my radar.
You're about the last person on the face of the earth I would ever think would end up in India, and you went twice this year.
Yeah, who would have thought? And then you actually let me take China there.
Yeah.
And she had a good time.
She did. Changed her life, I think.
Yeah, so she was telling us at the table tonight that, because this was her first day back to school, that when she walked in, her teacher started crying because she didn't know whether she was safe or not. Mm. She had just seen all the stuff on the news and had no way to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
So China got to be the star of the class today.
Yeah, and she said it will continue over till tomorrow.
She said she just got through the London part today.
Right.
Tomorrow's the India part.
Wednesday she'll be back down to Earth, so.
And then she's about to be a little reader of the Word of God.
Yeah.
And she does a good job of that.
She does.
This has become quite a community here. It was pretty cool too. Just announce a few weeks ago, hey, I'm going to be in London for a day, and have a dozen people want to show up for dinner.
Yeah, I mean, of all the places of the entire world that your wife wants to go more than anywhere, it's Europe, and you get to just go and have dinner and take the day in.
We'll be back. I'll bring Jill.
Please do, because all of my Parr family comes from over there.
I told them that Jill is a descendant of royalty.
Unroyalty.
And this is no joke. This is no joke. Jill is a descendant of Queen Parr.
Queen Catherine Parr. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
It does, and we'll have to go see where she's buried. So, when I was there in London, we all agreed, all of us, Dabber family there, agreed that this needed to be an annual event. And I told them all that he would certainly need to be there next time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you can't go next time unless I go, too, so...
I'm pretty sure you've been invited on all of these trips.
Shh.
And you just have felt like it wasn't the right time for you yet.
Right.
So I've been to India twice now, and I come home jet-lagged and disillusioned with the incredible prosperity we have here.
Yeah.
And it takes me a couple of weeks to get back into the flow of things.
Yeah. It's taken you quite a while this time, I think.
So we are entering quickly into the Christmas season, and this is a season where things go crazy really fast, and we have to deal with, we as a community, we have to start dealing with family, we have to deal with shopping, guests, travel, and every conceivable reason to get distracted and bowled over by the season and the end of the year. And it's so easy to come out the other side of Christmas exhausted and wondering what the heck just happened. And I've just been encouraging everyone that the only way to start the year right is to finish the one you're in right.
Yeah.
And one of the ways that we've sort of done that, at least here in the little culture that is the Daily Audio Bible, is this little Christmas card that we make every year in audio form.
I love it.
And never ceases to sort of bring perspective to the year. and bring perspective to the community and reorient at least me to why we're doing this. And it's kind of magical for me because it's the voice of who we are.
This is my favorite part the whole year, I gotta tell you, is to listen to the Christmas podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite things too. It's kind of emotional because you just get overwhelmed with all the different stories.
Mm-hmm.
And all the different voices from all over the world, and you just realize all of the things that God did around the world because we all decided to come together and read the Bible.
Yeah.
So, without any further ado, we just wanted to spend a few minutes with you and wish you a Merry Christmas. So, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you enjoy the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas 2008. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
Greetings, Brian, Jill, Daily Audio Bible family. As we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior this Christmas season, may we all rise and shine for our Lord, no matter the circumstances in which we find ourselves in. We must arise and let the world around us see the glory of the risen Lord in our lives. May we all reflect to those around us the glory of the Lord, which has risen upon us, the beauty of his character in our love, patience, service, purity, whatever it may be that we can reveal as something of the Father, an assurance that we have been with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I love you all, and my prayers are continually before our Heavenly Father on behalf of all the Daily Audio Bible family. May we all have a blessed Christmas and a blessed new year. God bless you all. Your sister in the Lord, Felicia Ramirez, from New York City.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. May 2009 be the year we see his kingdom advance without measure. Merry Christmas and a blessed new year to fellow dabbers from Lisa in Chicago.
Hi, everybody. This is Esther from the Netherlands, from Amsterdam. I wish you all a blessed Christmas and a very happy new year. I want to say that I strayed from the Daily Audio Bible path for 4 months, but I'm back, and I'm so glad to be back and to be together with you. Okay, Here's to a very good new year in the Daily Audio Bible, in God's Word. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Ruthie from Orlando, Florida. This is the best time of the year. Happy holidays to everybody. I am honored to be part of this community, and I look forward to us being together for years to come. God bless you all, and I want to give special holiday hugs and kisses to Keani, Mikey, and Austin, who will begin your Daily Audio Bible Kids in January. We're so excited about that. Thank you, guys. Love you all. God bless.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sarah Jane, and I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I get to spend this Christmas in Israel, and it's the first time I've ever been, so I'm quite excited. But I hope wherever you spend it, and whatever part of the globe, that you absolutely and utterly experience the joy of knowing Jesus. And I'm so glad that we're all a part of a big family. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
During the rule of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest assigned service in the regiment of Abijah. His name was Zechariah. His wife was descended from the daughters of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. Together they lived honorably before God, careful in keeping to the ways of the commandments and enjoying a clear conscience before God. But they were childless because Elizabeth could never conceive, and now they were quite old. It so happened that as Zechariah was carrying out his priestly duties before God, working the shift assigned to his regimen, it came his one turn in life to enter the sanctuary of God and burn incense. The congregation was gathered and praying outside the temple at the hour of the incense offering. Unannounced, an angel of God appeared just to the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was paralyzed in fear, but the angel reassured him. "Don't fear, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Elizabeth, your wife, will bear a son by you. You are to name him John. You're going to leap like a gazelle for joy, and not only you, many will delight in his birth. He'll achieve great stature with God. He'll drink neither wine nor beer. He'll be filled with the Holy Spirit from the moment he leaves his mother's womb. He will turn many sons and daughters of Israel back to their God. He will herald God's arrival in the style and strength of Elijah, soften the hearts of parents to children, and kindle devout understanding among hardened skeptics. He'll get the people ready for God." Zechariah said to the angel, "Do you expect me to believe this? I'm an old man, and my wife is an old woman." But the angel said, "I am Gabriel, the sentinel of God, sent especially to bring you this glad news. But because you won't believe me, you'll be unable to say a word until the day of your son's birth. Every word I've spoken to you will come true on time, God's time." Meanwhile, the congregation waiting for Zechariah was getting restless, wondering what was keeping him so long in the sanctuary. When he came out and couldn't speak, they knew he had seen a vision. He continued speechless and had to use sign language with the people. When the course of his priestly assignment was completed, he went back home. It wasn't long before his wife, Elizabeth, conceived. She went off by herself for 5 months, relishing her pregnancy. "So this is how God acts to remedy my unfortunate condition," she said.
It has been an interesting year. You know, we started 2008 and we were listening to last year's holiday roundup. You know, there were high hopes and New Year's resolutions, and everyone had a general feeling of motion about to take place. It was as if we were on the verge of something, but we didn't quite know what it was. You know, there were many in our family that I had that feeling, but we started facing spiritual warfare and struggles in our lives as we went deeper into God through His Word, through our community, and just saw all these things come up in our way. And now we look back at 2008 and we see a wind farm, and we see a long walk, and we see restored. And we have seen lives changed, we've seen blessings poured out, and many, many times we were just left standing in awe of the power of our Father in heaven. And as I'm recording this, and I look at the forums, I'm seeing a prayer forum that is just filled with new requests. I see requests because of deaths, of illness, job loss, families in crisis, and it's reminding me very clearly that our work is far, far from done. So in the midst of this Christmas season, in the midst of the Merry Christmases and Happy Holidays, I hope that we all, you know, I can take some time to rest in what God has done, to thank Him for what He has done for us this year, even if it doesn't seem like there's very much to be thankful for. There's always something that we can thank Him for, even just providing the bare necessities of the day. And I hope that we, as we take that time to reflect and thank Him, then we turn our eyes outward and turn our eyes upward with the expectation of His will for our lives in 2009 and where He's going to take us all as a family and as a community known as the Daily Audio Bible. God bless you all. Have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Hey, Brian and Daily Audio Bible community. Just wanted to say Merry Christmas to all. Brian, thanks for all that you do all year long. You're a light in my life every day, and I know in thousands of others across the world. And it's a true community that we have going here. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And let's just keep going, keep this going, and spread the word. Have a great day.
Hey there, Brian. This is Don from Morgantown, West Virginia. I'm in the DAB as Don from Morgantown, West Virginia. And, excuse me, I've never done one of these greetings before, but I thought I'd go ahead and give it a shot. I have no idea what, you know, what you guys normally do, but I felt led to give you guys a little bit of Silent Night. Use it, don't use it, not a big deal to me, but the Lord leads you. It's yours, man. There you go.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hi, Brian and the Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Christopher, and I listen to Daily Audio Bible on the way to school with my dad, and I'm in second grade. I'll give this Merry Christmas to all.
Hey, everybody. This is Jim calling from Kuwait, and I just want to wish everybody involved with the Daily Audio Bible a very, very joyous Christmas.
1 month later, God sent the angel Gabriel to the town of Nazareth in Galilee with a message for a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to Joseph from the family of King David. The angel greeted Mary and said, "You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you." Mary was confused by the angel's words and wondered what they meant. Then the angel told Mary, "Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you. And you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this happen? I am not married." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you. So your child will be called the Holy Son of God. Your relative, Elizabeth, is also going to have a son, even though she is old. No one thought she could ever have a baby, but in 3 months she will have a son. Nothing is impossible for God." Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said. And the angel left her.
Hello, DAB family. This is Marcy in Tampa, Florida. I'd like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May He bless each and every one of you with prosperity in the new year. And remember, we can all do all things through Him who gives us strength. Love you all.
Hi, precious Daily Audio Bible family. This is Peggy from North Carolina. I want to extend my most heartfelt wishes for a most blessed Christmas holiday season to each and every one of you. I'm so truly blessed, honored, and thankful to be a part of this family. You are all in my prayers, as I know I'm in yours. I just ask that God would bless and keep each and every one of you and yours. Brian and Jill, thanks for your diligence and devotion. God bless all of you. Merry Christmas, and here's to looking forward to a wonderful new year coming up. Can't wait to see what God has in store for us. Bye.
Happy holidays, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Asia calling from Germany. Brian, I wish you and Jill and your lovely family the best of holidays. I can't thank you both enough for what you do for this community. As I said before, I've been with you pretty much from the beginning, and I look forward to the adventures. I look forward to hearing your word. I'm so happy for the addition of the Daily Audio Proverb. It truly has become a part of my life. This year, I would like to send holiday greetings, of course, my mother, Sandra Timmons, who I love more than words could possibly say. Without her, I would not exist, not only in the flesh, but in the spirit. She's the strongest person I know, and she has implemented God's love in her children's lives, and I just want her to know how much we love her and adore her and just thank her for being our mother. I ask for special holiday greetings to my brother, Hashim Woodard, and my nephew, Darnell Kelly, who are both serving in Iraq. I pray that God will give them the strength and the courage that they need to get through this holiday season as they are separated from family and loved ones. Holiday greetings to all of our soldiers, men and women, who are serving in various countries to allow us the freedoms that we have today. Holiday greetings to Iman Hobbs and her family. And I thank you, Iman, for being the person that you are, for it has encouraged me to want to develop a better and stronger relationship with the Heavenly Father. David and Geraldine Whitley, I send you the greetings of love and heartfelt thanks for your friendship and your communion. David, you are my brother in Christ. Khalif Woodard, my brother, my gospel inspiration, I love you. I pray that you and your family have a wonderful, joyous holiday season this year. Pamela, Xavier, and Yasmin Woodard, I wish you all the best and all the love, and I know that this is a trying time with our dear beloved brother, husband, and father serving for our country, but better times are to come. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you've done to us. This community is awesome. Brian, I look forward to another year of wonderful, wonderful readings in the Bible and the unknown that may happen between laptops getting destroyed and things blowing up. It's truly an adventure. I look forward to it. Most importantly, I just thank this community for being in my life. I wish you all a wonderful, joyous, happy holiday. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Brian. Hey, everybody. This is Faith calling for the audio Christmas card. I'm just sitting outside right now at outside my house in Colorado and looking over the stars, and it's just incredible tonight. It's really bright and everything's really clear, which is pretty unusual, even though it's kind of rural up where I live. and it's just beautiful. And I just remember, Brian, something you posted on this thread that I posted in the forum, that how I've been struggling kind of in my faith lately, and you're just like, yeah, well, I went out and looked at the stars, and that kind of cemented that it's difficult without God when you look at His creation. And it is, right now. It really is. It's just beautiful tonight. You can see everything. So I guess I just wanted to share on this that how I'm really thankful for this community, because I feel your prayers, guys. When I posted on the forums about struggling with doubt, a couple of you guys posted and said you would pray for me, and I've been feeling it. God really spoke to me in one particular instance when I was at this massive youth conference, Dare to Share, a couple weekends ago at the Pepsi Center in Colorado. And it was really neat. We were in this final phase of worship at Dare to Share, and it was the last part. And I was standing there and just singing along with the songs and praying some too. And so there's this youth leader standing beside me, and he was kind of feeling sick. Because he had ate something funny at the restaurant or something. I don't know. But I just prayed, and I was like, God, would you just kind of suppress that pain in his stomach so he can enjoy this? And when I looked over to him after I had prayed that, he was starting to lift his hands. And that just, it was so cool. It was like instant reaction. Because he was just kind of standing there singing along before that. And then I prayed, and then he starts lifting his hands. And that just kind of brought on this flood of joy. Oh my goodness. I was just standing there listening to the music and laughing and smiling, and just, I was so happy. It was, and I don't know if it was completely that, but God was just causing me to react to Him like that. Because I had prayed earlier and I was just like, God, will you make me cry or something? I just really want to feel you during this conference. Not to have it be a spiritual high, but just to feel you. And He did. He did through that. He gave me joy, and it was amazing. And He's just really been starting to slowly build up my faith again. And it was just a really cool instance that I felt like I ought to share with you guys. And this whole community really means a lot to me. And it's cool because I've connected with some of the people on the forums outside of the forums, which just goes to show how deep the relationships can really go here.
Hey, Brian, this is Russ. I just wanted to send my greetings to everybody on the Daily Audio site. A really blessed Christmas time, and that you'd really just feel the Lord's presence this year. And I just want to say blessings on each one of you. I love you all. Bye.
Hi, Brian and Daily Audio Bible family. This is Bonnie from Illinois. Shalom, peace. These are my heartfelt greetings to all of you. Christmas indeed is a time that we can reflect on and experience peace and a deep sense that all is well because of the profound truth of Christmas. All Is Well, a Christmas song made popular by Michael W. Smith several years ago, continues to be one of my favorite Christmas songs. The words are simple, but the message is life-giving and life-sustaining to me. All is well because of the fact that Emmanuel, God with us, remains with us all year long, not just at Christmas. All is well no matter what our temporal situations are, because God is in control and He is here. So be encouraged, be strengthened, and stand firm with hope. All is well because born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. Have a very blessed Christmas.
The mother of Jesus was Mary, and this is how the birth of Jesus came about. Mary was engaged to marry Joseph, but before they married, she learned that she was going to have a baby. She was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband Joseph was a good man. He did not want to disgrace her in public, so he planned to divorce her secretly. While Joseph thought about this, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, The baby in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son. You will name the son Jesus. Give him that name because he will save people from their sins. All this happened to make clear the full meaning of what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be pregnant. She will have a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. This means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord's angel had told him to do. Joseph married Mary.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible Community, from Gordon in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And a special blessing for you, Brian, and your family during this season and throughout the next year. God bless.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family, Brian, Jill, China. My name is Patricia Anika O'Hara Polito, and I am from New York, Long Island to be exact. And I am just calling in my holiday wishes to everyone. And I just want to let you know I am ecstatic to be part of the Daily Audio Bible. It is fantastic, and all the work that you guys are doing, it's just phenomenal. I'm really happy, like I said, to be a part of it. I've had lupus for 16 years. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And sometimes it's hard for me to get to church. So this is absolutely wonderful. I have my own ministry that I started, which I'm working on that too. I'm primarily in the music field and more like evangelizing as well. Sometimes life can be very difficult. I don't really have family right now. Unfortunately, when my dad passed away, things happen in families. I'm sure you know what I mean. And nobody's been talking for 10 years. And I actually had to see my family, looking at pictures, trying to hunt them down on different websites, and secretly looking at them and seeing what they've been doing, trying to reach out, but unfortunately they don't want to talk. So, you know, I'm grateful for the family I have here with Daily Audio Bible, and if you just keep that in prayer, that maybe this holiday season that the Lord would basically speak to their hearts and we can all start talking again and be a real family. Again, happy holidays to all, and I am very blessed to be part of this community. And again, thank you. I love you all. Have a great day. God bless. Bye now.
Hi, this is Jenny Allen in Houston, wishing everyone in the Daily Audio Bible family a happy, holy, very Merry Christmas. May the Lord make His face shine on you and give you peace throughout the holiday season and the new year. God bless each one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, everybody in the Daily Audio Bible community. It's Kara calling. And I am just driving across the state of South Dakota, going home for Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to wish all the DA beers, dabbers, all around the world, a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Lisa. I'm calling from McHenry, Illinois. And I just want to wish everyone a very fun holiday season surrounded by the people you love the most. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. This is Katie from Houston, Texas. I hope you're all having a wonderful holiday season. And I'll be praying for you all come Christmas, and I hope that you all have a wonderful new year. Cherish the times with your families, and let's all try to support one another as we welcome a new year where there can hopefully be some new beginnings. God bless you all. I love you all. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Brian and Jill. This is Billy Joe from Missouri. I just wanted to call and wish our Daily Audio Bible family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I love you all.
At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in Judea's hill country. There, she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby inside her jumped, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she called out, "God has blessed you more than other women, and blessed is the child you will have. But why is God so kind to me? Why has the mother of my Lord come to me? As soon as I heard the sound of your voice, the baby inside inside me jumped for joy. You are a woman God has blessed. You have believed that what the Lord has said to you will be done. Mary said, My soul gives glory to the Lord. My spirit delights in God, my Savior. He has taken note of me, even though I am not important. From now on, all people will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me. His name is holy. He shows his mercy to those who have respect for him. From parent to child, down through the years, he has done mighty things with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their deepest thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but he has lifted up people who are not important. He has filled those who are hungry with good things, but he has sent those who are rich away empty. He has helped the people of Israel who serve him. He has always remembered to be kind to Abraham and his children down through the years. He has done it just as he said to our people of long ago. Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months. Then she returned home.
Hi, this is Hot Sauce Lover in Austin, Texas, wishing everybody at the Daily Audio Bible a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. God bless.
Hey, Brian. It's Eddie in Fort Worth. I've been a listener for 2 years of the podcast now, finishing up my second year. Last year, I was my first year to listen to the Christmas wishes. Touched my heart. It was a great thing. I really, as I was working at my church one day, I sat down and listened. And I would just love to wish you and Jill, your family, the Daily Audio Bible family out there, just a very, very Merry Christmas. Let's keep Christ in Christmas. And I'll tell you what, this podcast has just been a blessing. And I've got my wife and my daughter both involved with this and listening, and others that I've encouraged. And I think that's what we need to do, is just encourage every day to get into God's Word, because that's where it's at. And if we can do that, then we've actually made a mark on this world. Again, happy holidays as far as Thanksgiving. Very Merry Christmas. And may God bless you in the coming year, as I know He will, and bless this community. And I just pray that He would do that in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. Hello, Brian and Jill and China and your two sons. I don't know their names. I call to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. It's been a very interesting year for me, and I'm sure the rest of you have your own interpretations of what 2008 has been. God bless all of you. Have a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Brian and Jill, my DAB family. This is Paul Kelly calling from the south of England. I want to wish that everyone can find the peace and happiness of Christ this Christmas season, and not only find it for Christmas, but carry it right on through into the new year. Peace and blessings on everyone, and a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Hi, Brian and the Daily Audio Bible family. This is Judith from Washington, D.C. I'd like to leave a Christmas greeting for my friends and family. My family members, they're in London and they're in Jamaica. My friends are in Washington, D.C. And I'd just like to wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'd also like to wish the same for the Daily Audio Bible family. I wanted to let everyone know that this is a season of joy, of giving thanks to God for His wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, and we should be a little kinder in the hustle and bustle of the season. Let us be more courteous. Let us, the love of Christ, just flow from us to everyone we meet on the road. Let us give, if someone wanted to overtake us, let us let a car or a vehicle go ahead. When we are in the line, let us not get irritated. Let us let the other person go ahead. Let us be courteous to the sales clerk. Let us be polite and just be nice to each other. Just little things. Let us show everyone that Christ is in us. Thank you so much. God bless you. Happy New Year. And for all the singles, the people who are alone, who don't have loved ones to share this wonderful season with, I just want them to know that God is with them. And even just greeting the doorman, the concierge, just greeting strangers and wishing them well and, you know, lending a helping hand to someone, they can bring Christmas and the spirit of Christmas to others, and they will feel less lonely. God bless everyone. This, again, is Judith. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
When it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very merciful to her, everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, they all came for the circumcision ceremony. They wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. But Elizabeth said, "No, his name is John." "What?" they exclaimed. "There is no one in all your family by that name." So they used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name him. He motioned for a writing tablet, and to everyone's surprise, he wrote, "His name is John." Instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. Awe fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread throughout the Judean hills. Everyone who heard about it reflected on these events and asked, "What will this child turn out to be? For the hand of the Lord was surely upon him in a special way." Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy. "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies, so we can serve God without fear in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." John grew up and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he began his public ministry to Israel.
Hey, Brian, my name's Ron. On the site, I'm Ron in Westfield. I just wanted to wish you guys, everybody in the family, a very Merry Christmas. I hope everyone, God answers everybody's prayers. Love you guys. Bye.
Merry Christmas to Brian and family and community from the Carsons.
God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. I just wanted to call and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. It's been a very exciting year, and I'm so glad that I have you all to share that with. You all have been a blessing, and I look forward to what the new year will bring us. So God bless, and Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is a Christmas greeting. This is Sandy from Diamond Bar, California, and I'm calling to wish everybody in the community a Merry Christmas, and just to ask everyone to remember that Let our walk be a walk that shines for Jesus and not for the holidays and all the craziness that it involves. And I want to thank everyone for letting me be a part of this community or for just it growing. It's just the most exciting thing. And I'm really excited about China coming to speak to all the kids, because do you realize how many kids have podcasts and their are pods and they're going to get them for Christmas? And even my grandkids. I'm so excited. God bless everybody. I love you all. And I love Brian. God bless you. Bye.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Leslie. I'm calling in to say I hope you all have a great holiday and just to say what a great year we've had here at the Daily Audio Bible as a community. We've been to Connecticut, Dallas, New York, India, the desert. And I think we would all agree we don't look at things the same way we did in January because of the spoken word of God. Jesus has invited us to cross the Jordan and leave a monument behind, so when we go back, we see what God did in our lives and his faithfulness. How can we forget the story of Gideon and his army and those 300 men that stepped up against all odds? And through that, we saw that God can bring about the deepest dreams in our heart that burn inside for his kingdom. And that every victory that we have belongs to God. We can take absolutely no credit for any of that. And we're still building our holy walls. We're on our walls and we're building them, and we're not coming down for anything that isn't about God and his kingdom. And that's the beauty of this community. You know, we go through all this together, and we have people in our lives through this community that we can know them and we can trust them, and God speaks into our lives through each other, and it's just been such an amazing, amazing year. And I'm just so thankful for it all. I just wanted to read a quick scripture as a Merry Christmas greeting. 1 Timothy 1:15-17. Here's a word you can take to heart and depend on. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. I'm proof, public sinner number one, of someone who could never have made it apart from sheer mercy. And now he shows me off, evidence of his endless patience to those who are right on the edge of trusting him forever. Deep honor and bright glory to the King of all time, one God, immortal, invisible, ever and always. Oh yes, I'm passing this work on to you, my son Timothy. The prophetic word that was directed to you prepared us for this. All those prayers are coming together now, so you will do this well, fearless in your struggle, keeping a firm grip on your faith and on yourself. After all, this is a fight we're in. And I just want to say thank you to all of you guys, and thank you to Jesus, because we are in a fight. We learned about spiritual warfare this year even more. We are holding on with a firm grip, and we are fearless in our struggle, and we claim victory together as a community. And Brian always says onward, and I believe that Daily Audio Bible is always right on the edge, listening to the spoken word of God. We always are right on the edge of something, whether it's struggling, victory, peace. We're always right on the edge of something. So Merry Christmas, you guys, and have a great time with your families, and don't let anything get in the way of being right on the edge of trusting him forever. I love you guys. Merry Christmas from Leslie. Bye.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the hostel. Thank you.
the Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give heed to what we say. Jesus Christ was born today. Oxen asked before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Hey, Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you hear of him as bliss. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ is born for this. Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. 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 Christ was born to save.
Hi, this is Ken from Hopkinton, Massachusetts. I want to wish everyone in the Daily Audio Bible community a wonderful Christmas.
Hey, Brian. I just want to thank you for what you're doing and your spirit. And you've been a blessing to me. So Merry Christmas and have a great Thanksgiving with your family. And may God bless your work and continue to bless the community that you're building. Thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Elmer Slentz from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today is November 26, 2008. And I wanted to wish all of you a very happy holiday season, happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, and a merry Christmas coming up. Plenty of good things happening. By the way, today's my birthday also, and happy birthday, China. Hope you really enjoy your birthday today, and I'm sure you enjoyed your trip to India with your dad. So I just wanted to call and wish all of you a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas. And by the way, my username is eSlentz if you see me in the chat room. So take care. God bless, and talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Chris here from Central Illinois, also known as Christos on the forums. And I just want to say congratulations to everybody for making it through another year. We've all got by with the help of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And 2008, for me personally, has been an incredible year. I've had lots of highs and lows. I've had some victories and some defeats. But one thing I can really say is that because of the Word of God, I am not the same person that I was when I started this year. And also, to so many of you who I have finally connected with for the first time on the forums this year, I just want to let you know that I am a different and better person for knowing you. And words cannot describe the gratefulness and joy that I feel because you all are out there. And Brian and Jill, I want to let you guys know that you guys both are great, great blessing to me. In addition to you faithfully delivering the spoken word, your guys' example of obedience and faithfulness has both challenged and encouraged me throughout these past 3 years. The impact that's being made cannot be overstated or accurately assessed while we are on this side of heaven. And I am so looking forward to partnering with all of you in 2009. I believe we are going to see amazing things happen, things that we can't barely imagine. Many, many millions transformed by the power of the Word of God. And I'm looking forward to being a part of that. Merry Christmas, everyone. I love you all, and God bless.
Greetings, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Janice out here in sunny California. Here I sit in my second grade classroom at a Christian school, It's the day before Thanksgiving. Today I had a few minutes to get my Christmas bulletin boards out and put them on the wall, and Monday morning the kids will come bouncing into the classroom to be greeted by a giant nativity scene. They'll be very excited. We have only 3 weeks before Christmas. Sometimes I feel that my world is so small here in this room full of little people, but then I realize the awesome privilege that I have to teach this diverse group of children about the living Savior who came into the world born into a stable. And I praise and thank God for this opportunity. Every morning as I listen to Brian, I'm preparing to face this little world of opportunity and with my students, and I'm awestruck. It's amazing that all of us from all over the world can come and listen and learn and draw closer to the Savior. Thank you, Brian, for your obedience to this calling. I found this little poem just recently that seems really appropriate to read to you, my friends, my family, and the Lord all over the world. It's called Christmas Everywhere by Philip Brooks. Everywhere, everywhere, Christmas tonight, Christmas in lands of the fir tree and pine, Christmas in lands of the pine tree and vine, Christmas where snow peaks stand solemn and white, Christmas where cornfields stand sunny and bright. Everywhere, everywhere, Christmas tonight. Christmas where children are hopeful and gay, Christmas where old men are patient and gray, Christmas where peace, like a dove in his flight, broods o'er brave men in the thick of the fight. Everywhere, everywhere, Christmas tonight. For the Christ child who comes is the master of all, no palace too great, no cottage too small. So my friends, wherever you are and whatever you do, everywhere around the world, Merry Christmas.
That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day, in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven. Peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family. Just wanted to say how much all of you guys and Brian have become a huge part of our lives, and thank you for a wonderful year, and we can't wait for another year. Thanks.
Christmas greetings from Paul, Sue, Jamie, and Corinne from North Carolina.
In Christmas, God gave his Son that we may have life, life that we may live abundantly, abundance that we may give. Brian, thank you so much for giving out of that abundance.
We want to say to you and our brothers and sisters of the Daily Audio Bible community,
Merry Christmas and a joyful New Year!
Hello, Daily Audio family. This is Brenda calling from Virginia. I would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a joyous 2009. I have so enjoyed being a part of this community and praying for my brothers and sisters around the world. Thank you, Brian and Jill, for making the Word of God available to listen each day. His Word is alive and active in me as a result of your obedience, and I look forward to all that God has for us in the coming year. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Eric, Marlena, Haley singing in the background, and Brady from Seabrook, New Hampshire. We want to wish you all a very blessed season of celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And to Brian and Jill and everyone who makes the Daily Audio Bible happen, thank you so much for your ministry. Merry Christmas!
Hello, Brian, Jill, entire Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Michelle from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, a.k.a. Mermel 2308. My favorite Christmases are the quieter ones without crowds of people, the masses of gifts. These tiny Christmases have been very special moments I remember the most. They were private times with Jesus in his nativity moments, to reflect on God's glory and understand that we are never alone. I think of this new couple all alone in a stable to give birth to a child, a king from heaven without pomp or ceremony, but a quiet stable by the light of the stars who bring the truth meant to save us all, to die and return to us so we are never alone again. I just want to wish everybody a very joyful, blessed Christmas. May you and your loved ones have an extremely special time with him this Christmas season. And have a wonderful year. God bless. Michelle.
When the eighth day arrived, the day of circumcision, the child was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. Then, when the days stipulated by Moses for purification were complete, they took him up to Jerusalem to offer him to God, as commanded in God's law. Every male who opens the womb shall be a holy offering to God, and also to sacrifice the pair of doves or two young pigeons, prescribed in God's law. In Jerusalem at the time, there was a man, Simeon by name, a good man, a man who lived in the prayerful expectancy of help for Israel. And the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple. As the parents of the child Jesus brought him in to carry out the rituals of the law, Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God. God, you can now release your servant. Release me in peace, as you promised. With my own eyes, I have seen your salvation. It's now out in the open for everyone to see. A God revealing light to the non-Jewish nations, and of glory for your people Israel. Jesus' father and mother were speechless with surprise at these words. Simeon went on to bless them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child marks both the failure and the recovery of many in Israel. A figure misunderstood and contradicted, the pain of a sword thrust through you, but rejection will force honesty as God reveals who they really are." Anna, the prophetess, was also there, a daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. She was by now a very old woman. She had been married 7 years and a widow for 84. She never left the temple area, worshiping night and day with her fastings and prayers. At the very time Simeon was praying, she showed up, broke into an anthem of praise to God, and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the freeing of Jerusalem.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible friends.
This is Jean F. in Tucson, Arizona. And Brian, I want to thank you for reading God's Word to us every day and for being our friend. And fellow dabbers, I do pray for you. And may we all grow in the Lord this next year and become more like Jesus.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. Happy Christmas greetings from the Alley family. This is John Alley in Jordan, New York. And I just wanted to say what a great year this has been. This has been a year of transformation. That was not a word that was with me at the beginning of the year, but through the Daily Audio Bible, this has happened. And also through the blessing of a book called The Shack, which has just transformed, absolutely transformed my walk, my relationship with my Papa, with my God, who is now my close friend, and not this guy sitting up there. It's been magical. So thank you very much, Daily Audio Bible, for the community, for the prayers, for everything. And it's a terrific, terrific blessing in my life. Have a wonderful, blessed Christmas, everyone. And I love you very much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Peggy, otherwise known as His Kid on the forum. I'm just calling to wish everyone my Christmas greetings and blessings for Christmas. And, okay, here I go. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Love you all. Bye.
Hi, this is a Christmas greeting from Anita Higgins from Oklahoma City. And I've been listening to the Daily Audio Bible for 2 years now, and what a blessing has been to my life, and it has changed my prayer life and all. I just thank you, Brian, for all that you've done for this community. I just want to pray a blessing on this whole Daily Audio Bible community. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the baby who was born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him." When King Herod heard about his new king of the Jews, he was troubled, and all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Herod called a meeting of all the leading priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ would be born. They answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea. The prophet wrote about this in the scriptures. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, you are important among the rulers of Judea. A ruler will come for you. He will be like a shepherd for my people, the Israelites." Then Herod had a secret meeting with the wise men of the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem. He said to them, "Go and look carefully to find the child. When you find him, come tell me. Then I can go worship him too." The wise men heard the king and they left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east. It went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother, Mary. They bowed down and worshiped the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they went home to their own country by a different way.
Merry Christmas, family. I love every one of you. And Brian, thank you so much. And Jill, I enjoy it so much when you come on also. God bless all of you. This is Monica from Oregon. Bye.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Brian, your family, and the Daily Audio Bible community. My name is Monica, and my family is serving as M's in Kazakhstan. I've been listening to your podcast since last January, and I'm so thankful for it. I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas in our Kazakh language here. I sono tranquillo, Cristo Bosco. Salve, Lord God.
Hi, Brian, Jill, and all the Daily Audio Bible family around the world. And we're wishing you a very happy Christmas and every blessing from Malta, this little island in the Mediterranean. And there's Maria here as well. Can you say hello?
Hi, just wanting to wish everybody all over the world a blessed Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
And I'm Patrick. I've been listening for about 3 years now, and I've been very blessed listening daily. So thank you very much for the service and everything you do. And I also wrote once, and I called in once and suggested that you might do it in other languages, and it's such a blessing to see that that's actually happening now and going out in India. And I'm sure it's going to keep on growing, and we're just really blessed to be a part of it. So bless you all, love you all. Bye from Malta.
Bye.
Yo, 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 it's Fraz in Kansas saying ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Got a short little dorky poem for you. Got to put up with me, sorry. He reads us the Bible, though his laptop may crash. So keep your prayers with him during your Christmas bash. I thought he woke up early, for goodness sake. Come to find out, this dude is still awake. He reads and reads and prays all day long. In my head, his word stays. He travels up north, he travels down south, but hardly a whiny word ever comes out of his mouth. He named his girl China and married a Jill. He tells us each day to be with us, a thrill. A Christmas greeting I'm sending to you. I'm glad I can hear, because I see like Magoo. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you all. Every time we do one of these, it always touches my heart because it shows what a community of diversity we are in culture and in location and every other way. But we have found a way, in spite of it all, to come together around one common thing: the Word of God. And it's beautiful to me, and it's a testament to the glory of God that he can create what he has created here out of nothing, because not a single one of us could have ever imagined or come up with this concept. And yet we perfectly model the body of Christ. So, Merry Christmas to you all. I love you very much, and I look forward to the coming year with you.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Christ, whose birth the angels sing, come adore on bended knee. Christ the Lord, the newborn King, gloria.
Let us sing
in excelsis Deo.
In excelsis Deo.
shall sustain.